Hey everyone, Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. We saw Luann and her massive ring tonight. We have so much to talk about. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Luann's going to the chapel, and she's got a big diamond. I never claimed I could sing, but we can host, so let's do that tonight. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm here with my lovely ladies tonight. To my right, to my left.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
And this is Lindsay Wegner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner.
Fern Ronay here, and you can tweet me at Fern Ronay. We're so creative.
We keep it easy here.
I have hair tonight, Fern. Did you cut it or something?
No, it's a little dirty.
That's always does the trick.
Yes. Any girl knows. Straighter than normal?
I didn't shower this morning. I showered yesterday after the gym.
We know you haven't showered for a while.
You know what?
Smell you. The trick.
You're giving me like good Ramona hair without the extensions.
Yes. Thank you.
Like, it's the length without the extensions. Yeah.
Ramona hair. I like it.
Thank you. What a compliment.
I feel a compliment. Lots to talk about tonight. I was a little bit disappointed. I just want to say off the bat, like, I didn't get enough, and I think you guys feel the same way, from Mohegan Sun. There was not enough drama and gambling, and it just went by so quickly. How did you guys feel about that?
There wasn't any drama, and I feel like it's weird that we're packing a bunch of trips into the end of the season. I'm a little confused where we're going with this, and I kind of thought, okay, great, so they actually all got along for once, and we saw some like relationships get mended. But I'm confused, like, why, you know, they missed an opportunity to tell us why wasn't Jules at that dinner with them, or what happened with her, was she there, and then she left, and why? That could have been an extra storyline for me, so.
Do you think that they're trying to plan all these trips at the end because they know usually drama happens when they're on a trip, and they didn't get any, so now they keep planning these trips because there hasn't been any drama with Mohegan Sun, or, you know, they didn't get to go to Mexico with Bethany? Although we got drama in the bus, a little bit, but not even.
That's a good point that you make, though, that they're packing all the trips in the end because there hasn't been enough drama. I don't feel like it's been as many episodes as it's been because I don't think enough has happened. I feel like a lot happened in some episodes, and then there's so many where nothing really happened.
I think the first seven were crazy, like action-packed, and now it's been kind of a leveling out for a while, yeah.
Yeah, the trip should always have an awkward fight. Someone should feel awkward on the trip home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, there wasn't a lot of drinking, especially Sonia pointed out. Like, I'm not drinking. I want them to see I'm just as kooky and fun when I'm sober and that I can be sober. And I think a lot of the problems or fun or drama or whatever stems from everybody being drunk. True. So
that's a good point. Bethany can't drink a lot. Or can she drink at all with those pills?
She seemed a little, like, slurry to me on the bus ride. So maybe she, like, stopped drinking at a certain point because
I feel like
they drank earlier on the bus the whole time.
Yeah, I felt like because they were all drinking skinny margaritas, but I don't recall if last episode she was drinking in the bus. I do know that
I do remember her having
that's
it in her
hand. That's interesting with the pills that she's on right now for her vaginal issues, so that's interesting. But yeah, no, just, I mean, I just think that there's been a lot of friendships that have been mended and a lot of things that are kind of, like, we see Carol and Luann getting along now. We see Bethany and Sonia getting along now. And it's just, that's a lot of our drama. I mean, we do see Jules and Bethany not getting along, but it seems like Jules is kind of avoiding situations such as the dinner that Megan had just discussed. So, Lindsay, one of you guys mentioned it.
Mentioned it during the episode, but you just mentioned it now. It was just weird because all of a sudden you see a missing person at the table. There's a chair that's empty. They're all chatting, and Jules was there initially, right?
I don't remember.
I thought she came to the dinner, and all of a sudden there was this empty chair, and the next thing you know, we see Bethany doing a yoga headstand in the middle of the floor. Because, yes, she was there. Because as soon as Ramona mentioned the mac and cheese, Jules got kind of like a funny look in her eye.
Oh. Interesting.
And then the next thing you know, they're showing the whole group of the table, and she's...
Maybe she went to the bathroom.
I mean, she was extremely quiet at the dinner at the end as well. She almost said nothing. It's like she was just sitting there kind of unhappy. In her defense, I don't think I'd be too happy if now I have to go to dinners and everybody has to talk about my eating disorder. And it's like, okay, like I mentioned it, but let's not talk too much about it. But also, so it can't be the easiest situation for her to be in. She knows that all eyes are on her. But still, she kind of did start talking about it before anybody really did. So, we see that Carol and Bethany are sharing a room. Usually with these episodes, we get a lot of drama with the rooms and picking the rooms and, like, drama in the rooms. I mean, I know we're not going to get the whole, like, Luann with a guy and Ramona and maybe strange men upstairs and Heather upset. Like, I wasn't hoping for that, but, like, something. It's kind of boring. Did you guys think
there was definitely, like, Ramona's typical, like, no, I'm taking this room. And, like, Sonia was fighting with her, like, no, the hostess shouldn't take the nicest room. You give it up to someone else. So it was there in a tiny bit, but I feel like no one really cared. Because what was it, one night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was weird. All of a sudden, Adam was in Carol's apartment, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was forward too far?
No, I didn't. Yeah. It's like there wasn't anything to let us know that the trip was over. Yeah.
Well, I guess some things I found interesting were that during the dinner, Ramona or Sonia that mentioned that Luann wasn't picking up her phone. She pressed ignore when they were calling Sonia. Mm-hmm. And Jules mentioned in the room that she feels like Bethany isn't the friend she was when she first started speaking to her and opened up to her, which is like we already kind of figured that out. They're not friends right now. And the gambling situation, Bethany says that she enjoyed gambling a lot more when she had no money because in her eyes it's like, well, if I burn $1,500, who cares? I already have no money anyway. What's the difference? Do you guys feel that way? Because I know for me, I love gambling, but I am far from a millionaire, far from that. So maybe it's because I don't have a lot of money. So I'm like, I just never thought of it. I just enjoy it. I don't gamble a lot of money, though. So, but she's like, if I lose $50 now, I'm upset. I'm like, why? You've got like $50 zillion. You'll be fine. Did you guys
think it was weird?
Yeah. No, me either.
I didn't think it made any sense.
At all.
Yeah. Interesting.
She values money more now that she has it than when she didn't have it. I mean, I guess if you think about it, when you think about people's spending habits, I'm a saver. You guys know I'm like a thrift. Like, if I can find the sale, I'm going to do it. So, yes, when I go to a casino, I'm like, this is how much I'm going to spend. I'm not going to spend more than this. Or if it's like, we're going to go to Vegas and we're going to spend $150 on the room. Oh, well, we got the room for $100. Now that I've got an extra $50 that I can play with, whether it's at dinner, whether it's gambling, whether it's going out and getting drinks or buying a bottle, whatever it is, you know, you kind of like budget that. And I think I'm fairly responsible. I feel like if I had a lot of money, I'd still set a budget, but it would obviously be bigger.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's just your mentality. $50. Right. You're just organized like that. Yeah. And yeah, you care.
You know, retentive.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a product of her knowing how hard she worked to actually get her money. So now if she loses any, she's pissed. She's like, I worked really hard my whole life. You know, her line of like, I worked really hard my whole life for this. Like, duh, Bethany. But then again, like when you didn't have any money and you were gambling it away, like it's not fake money. Right. That was still money. I don't know.
And she's from a gambling lifestyle that the
right. And maybe that's why things are backwards to her too. It's like you always just would gamble money you didn't have anyway. Right. It's kind of how she grew up, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Right. Jules calls Michael and asks if he put money in her bank account. And then we flash over to Dorinda in her confessional saying she doesn't like when she does that and that she never used to do that. Which she wouldn't call her husband. So what did she mean by that? I was actually confused. Did she mean it's not good to talk about money on the phone, or is it just she didn't want her to call her husband in front of people?
I think that's what it was, right?
I was confused too, because it was such a quick moment, but it was teased from last week for this week, and it was really quick, Dorinda's interview comment about it, and then done. So it was kind of like, well, what did that even mean? I don't... There was no, like, payoff to the setup. I don't...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Perhaps she was on the phone with Michael. That's why she wasn't at the dinner.
Right.
And now this carried over there. And now she's like, well, she had already left dinner to talk to him. So now you're calling him from the table. You're calling him all the time. You know, like, enjoy your time with us. If you're going to do that, do it before you go out to dinner. Do it when you get back to the room. You know, like, I'm one of those people that when I have a relationship, I do like to check in and say hello, whether I'm somewhere. But I'm not going to do it in the middle of dinner. I'm not going to do it when we all sit down to gamble. First off, your phone's not supposed to be out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
the way Dorinda phrased it, it sounded like she's always calling him to ask for money for gambling. That's right. why I was
okay, so you took it that way. Yeah. I just wasn't sure what she was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is weird.
And like you said, Megan, it was so annoying because they did tease that, and I was mm-hmm. excited. I thought there was going to be some mm-hmm. fight or something.
Yeah. Yes, nothing. I predicted that they were mm-hmm. going to think she has a gambling problem.
Yeah, right. Nothing. What was that?
Right. Like, or it would be like a peek behind the curtain of their marriage problems mm-hmm. because we know now that they're getting divorced and nothing. No payoff. Oh, well.
And that was it. Literally that. And Dorinda says she's a Catholic gambler. And that was it. That was literally the entire thing. That was the whole trip. Between that and then the non-trip to Mexico, we are not doing well right now. Like, I really hope this Honolulu trip pays off and that we get some drama. Mm-hmm. And then we have Carol and Adam's apartment, which I'm sorry. We never have anything remotely interesting when we're at Carol's apartment with Adam. Like, we got pizza and, like, I mean, they have a great life and, like, they're happy, but no one wants to see people just relaxed and happy on The Housewives. We want to see
drama.
How
happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, what the heck? Like, oh, my God. That's the follow-up to the non-trip?
Mm-hmm. I thought the editor's resistance to her book proposal was kind of a good conflict, mm-hmm. but we didn't take it anywhere far enough.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it was interesting because he's like, yeah, well, you know, if we ever did, I would never cry in public. I'd wait the 30 minutes. And it was cute, mm-hmm. but it wasn't another, like, lead up to something that doesn't have a great result in the end. Mm-hmm. Which, like,
and they're still together, right? And fine. Mm, yeah. So, yeah.
But no book.
No book.
They're actually working on something new. So instead of the book, I think it was Adam's idea, and he has a business partner, and it's like a grow your own, like, herbs at home in your apartment thing. It's like a little plastic box that you plant the plants in, and then there's a light over it to help them grow. And it's also like it's a Kickstarter thing. But she's like invested in it and helping him. I don't know what happened with the book other than she said on Bethany's show last week, like, it just wasn't working out. You shouldn't mix business and pleasure. So I guess they weren't agreeing on the content.
Oh. I mean, we had already seen that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't even write the proposal together. So.
Yeah.
It was weird, though, when she was talking to him, like, you know, if we're not together, and she had it all planned out what she was saying, but she wouldn't look at him. She was looking, like, 10 feet, like, to this right.
That's really I didn't see that.
Yeah, and I thought that was weird, and that's why I asked, because I thought they were still together, but hopefully they are. Hopefully they're mm-hmm. happy, because I love her.
I mean,
but
she made a good point. She was like, well, we're the only ones that are still really happy and together, and everybody had problems with us. So.
I loved when she said that.
That was great.
I look at my friends, no one's really got it figured out. That's so true about life, because I have a lot of friends that lecture me about, like, my life choices, because I'm not, like, married with kids in the suburbs that I grew up in. And I'm like, but you don't have it figured out. You're not happy. You just followed the blueprint that everyone told you to follow. Like, no one's got it figured out. Even if you think someone's got it all figured out, mm-hmm. they got skeletons mm-hmm. in their closet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's nice for people to have that realization and to just get it out there on the table and talk about it.
And I think we all can relate to that. Like you said, it's always the ones that have the most to say that are the least happy. It's mm-hmm. like, I honestly, I don't even know the last time I said to somebody, when are you getting married? It's none of my business. I don't care.
Right, I don't care.
I get that all the time because I've been with my boyfriend for a mm-hmm, while. So it's right. like, I don't know. I'll let you know. Don't worry. I think you'll notice. Like, so I'll put a Facebook post up.
We'll be the first one to let you know. Exactly.
Right? It's like, oh my God.
I hate that. I feel like, don't ask about job, marriage, kids.
Children,
anything. If your friend is healthy, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Like, drink, have fun, enjoy each other, laugh.
What kind
that's
of answer do they want?
Who cares?
Yeah. Anyway, exactly. So I'm glad that she said that, because that was a good point that came out of that whole situation. We have Ramona and Sonia shopping and talking together about Luann's party that Ramona wants to throw. And Ramona can't reach Luann, so she keeps trying, and we see, like, a string of texts all in blue, so Luann hasn't responded in a while. So Ramona thinks it's a good idea to reach out to Tom just to see where Luann is. Sonia quickly says, uh-uh, like, that is not girl code. You don't do that. Do you guys think that that's bad if you've already had a friendship with a guy? Or in her case, she slept with him several times, I think she says. Mm. And now she wants to reach out just to get Luann to answer her?
I think it's inappropriate for the fact that Luann's upset over Sonia and Ramona parading the fact that they don't think he's a straight shooter and they've had relationships with him and that she's shady for the way that she got him to be her boyfriend. So it's all very messy, and Ramona should not be texting Luann's now fiancé because Luann's purposely avoiding you. She's been purposely avoiding you since the night she got engaged or the night they were at the casino. So it's like, no, no, it's inappropriate. It would piss Luann off, so don't do it.
I agree 100%. I think that that was ridiculous, and I'm actually slightly annoyed with Tom for even responding back.
Right.
Because if that was, I mean, I would hope that my fiancé would say, hey, Ramona just texted me. Maybe he was trying to not create drama.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, Ramona just texted me and asked where you were. Mm-hmm. To which I would have said, don't respond, I will. And then I would have said something like, don't reach out to my fiance. I will get back to you. You know I'm in Aspen. You know that we're having a good time. I'll get back to you when I can. This is disrespectful. You're mm-hmm. doing this. And I feel like she's doing it on purpose to just kind of jab it in just a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah,
yeah. And see if it pisses the way off or
like,
that.
I've known him for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have his number.
It's right. bad.
Like, his number is still in my
yeah.
phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. don't worry. I have his number.
I don't know. When I saw it in the preview last week, I was like, Bethany in that episode, like, abort, abort, do not text him. Because I thought she was just texting to say hi, which is so disrespectful to Luann, and she should forget his number going forward. But now that I know that she was texting him just to say, we want to throw Luann an engagement party, let her know that I'm trying to text her, then I think, like, it's not as bad. Just this one instance, this is why we're doing it. Other than that, she should stay away
exactly.
from
exactly.
But we all know that she should not be the one planning this engagement party anyway. So she's just stirring the pot. She's being Dorinda. She's stirring the pot.
Mm-hmm. She's the complete opposite of Sonia's, like, so obviously pissed and envious. And Ramona's going, like, the complete end of the, you know, other end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. being, like, yeah. over, like, I want to throw you an engagement party. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, but Sonia, it's interesting because Sonia says that she dropped a bridesmaid years back. Because one of her bridesmaids texted her fiancé. That to me is strange. I don't know. Maybe if honestly, I wouldn't care if one of my friends texted my boyfriend. If they're my real friends, like, yeah. I trust both of them. Maybe I'm silly, but they're
friends. They haven't slept with your boyfriend.
That's
the case.
Well, no, but Sonia, we don't know if Sonia's ex-husband, you know, husband of the time or fiancé of the time had slept with the bridesmaid, former bridesmaid that she dropped. Did she say that specifically?
She said she called his office, and that made me suspicious, and I dropped her.
Right, but we don't know if there was already a previous relationship.
I guess not.
I mean, that's a little bit of it.
I would
crazy.
Have no problem giving my boyfriend's phone number, if I had one, to any of my friends, to any of you guys.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know that there's nothing wrong with that. But in this case, because there is a previous relationship already established, because there is already animosity between Luann and the women because of this, and them kind of Ramona's comment the couple weeks earlier with Avery in the room, all that stuff, that makes it now unacceptable.
By the way, there were no cell phones back with Sonia when Sonia yeah. had mm-hmm. the fiance. So if the girl called the office, I'm guessing this guy had an assistant. He had a ton of money. So the assistant told Sonia? Or how did that all... I'm just curious. I would like to know more about that story. I would love to know how she found out and everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she called the office, so it's not like she's, like, sneaking a phone call. Like...
Yeah.
It's pretty much traceable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's more to that story. We got to find out. We're going to have to tweet her.
We have to track down the bridesmaid.
Let's hope this bridesmaid comes
out. Amazing.
Like Twitter or something.
Dropped a bridesmaid. Bethany's apartment with the assistant, Julia. And they are packing for Bryn. I can't take it. Bryn's bedroom in the colors and her clothes.
So
she has the
cute.
Best life.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So cute.
And I love how Bethany always says, you know, she always goes back to her childhood and the things she didn't have, and that kind of gives us more of an understanding to what she's doing for Bryn, why she does it for Bryn. It's just a beautiful relationship between Bryn and Bethany. I wish we could see Bryn. I know we can't, but I would love to. Mm-hmm. Did you guys think that it was smart of her to think that she should go on the trip? Because her reasoning was that she doesn't want to disappoint Bryn. And my first thought was, well, if you get really sick or more sick than you already are, isn't that disappointing to Bryn because you're not going to be able to go anywhere with her because mm-hmm. you're going to be even more sick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was thinking
clearly. Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that she did get really ill in... where did they go? Aspen. She got very sick from the altitude, which is bad for the bleeding and the fibroids. Mm-hmm. So she bled more and ended up in the hospital. So I don't know if we'll get to see that on the show, but she's talked about it on her radio show. So it ended up being a poor decision. And the thing is, like, Bryn's only six, and, like, winter exists in other places, so maybe they could have just driven somewhere in New York where there's mountains and snow and not done the whole, like, flying all the way to Colorado.
Yeah. Bryn would never know the difference.
I mean, like, this is not Aspen, Mom. She's only six,
I've been to Aspen, Mom. This is not Aspen.
Well, and considering, though, that Bryn knows that Mommy bleeds
while she stuff, pees.
While she pees, she already knows these things. You'd think, then, that if Bethany explained, Bryn, Mommy's not healthy, so we can't go to Aspen, but we're going to go here instead. Mm-hmm. If she already understands that Mommy bleeds while she pees, she's going to understand, yeah, Mommy, I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to, like, you know, even no matter what. Speaking of Mommy and nannies, I guarantee you that Bethany has to have some sort of nanny situation going on.
I would think so, right?
I think
she's so
all
busy.
Of these women at some point have, I mean, we obviously see later on that Jules has someone come in for potty training. So
well,
all
she
these,
has a nanny too, right?
She has a nanny too, and like a housekeeper kind of thing. Care.com is actually an easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in your family wherever and whenever you need it. So not only is it just like nannies, it's actually housekeeping. It's all like summer sitters. You know, it's the ability for parents to kind of count on somebody else if they can't be there. Or if the parents want to spend that extra time with the kids, that they're, you know, cooking dinner or picking up the dry cleaning or taking the dog out for the walk. All those things. It's easy way to stay unstressed when everything is stressful. I have a puppy right now, and I wish I had an extra set of hands because my life has been taken over by this, by Rutherford, who I love very, very much. But I have no life right now because of him. So it would be nice if Care.com would bring me a sitter for Rutherford so that I would have time to do the things or do the things that I need to do that then I can spend more time with Rutherford. So you can actually find them on Care.com. And if you use the code Care.com/buzz, if you use that, you can save 30% off a Care.com premium membership and receive a $15 credit that you can use towards paying your caregiver when you use Care.com, Care.com's convenient platform, payment platform. And
ooh, that's great.
So, like, it's all taken care of through the website, all the payment stuff. So it's, like, not messy or, you know, like, that kind of where you're not sure whether you, you know, like when you pay babysitter, I remember being a kid and babysitting, and at the beginning of the thing, you have to talk about, okay, what's my hourly rate, all this stuff. This
it's
is all
so
taken
awkward.
Care of through the website for you. You can book and pay for care all in one place. You can find care for everyone in your family. And housekeepers, dog walkers, tutors, errand runners, and senior care. And you can join for free as a basic member to easily search. So you can search your neighborhood, find out who's close to you, and trust that it's, you know, reliable, safe for your family.
I wish I had that when I was babysitting, because I had this father that was like, we already discussed the rate, and then he, at the very end of the night, he already texted me 100 times, like, I'll be back 2 hours after, like, the time you're supposed to be back. And he's like, oh, I don't have the amount of money I was supposed to give you. He's like, how about we just do, like, this rate instead? I'm like, and it's like, I'm alone, so I'm like a young girl, you know, so I'm like, no, let's do what you said you'd do. But, like, it's so awkward, so that's amazing. That I wish I knew about that.
All taken care of now.
That's great. Care.com. So. I wish that Jules knew about Care.com at the time.
Well, maybe she did. Maybe that's where she got this
potty training teacher.
We got to get to that. But we have Ramona and Dorinda that they're grabbing some food together. And Ramona, I don't know why she mentioned this, but she's like, when people ask me what I'm about the four Fs. Food, fashion, finance, and fitness. And all you three were quick to bring up where's family in that.
Or friends.
Yeah, or friends. Finance, fashion, food, fitness.
Fitness with me and her. I know she was pushing that. Remember that silly photo she showed Bethany years ago when she, like, her in, like, a workout, like, leotard and those, like, weights, those, like, dumbbells?
Yes.
Like, that sticks in my mind, but I don't think of her as, like, a very fit woman that makes a lot of time to work out. Like, she looks amazing. I'm sure she does. But that to me, that's not her brand at all.
No. Like, I could see finance. I don't see food. Mm-mm. I see fashion and finance. But the other two, I'm not like, oh, my God, she screams fitness or she screams food.
I don't think I've ever seen her cook.
I've never seen her cook. Lately, I feel like in the last few episodes, she's talked more about food and what to order at the restaurants, and she's been the one deciding. But this is brand new information, and I mean, I don't follow her on Instagram or anything, so I don't know if she's posting food photos or restaurant photos or stuff like that, which in that case, then I would be like, okay, yes, she is about the food. But this is kind of like a brand new thing. And like you said, the fitness doesn't really come into play. Finance, for sure, and fashion. She's always mm-hmm. about, you know, clothing and her jewelry line and all that stuff. So I can see that. But no family, which seems huge since she's so close to Avery, and no friend.
She's on a show with her friends.
Yeah. I feel like if she went back and saw that, like, she's probably thinking, oh, yeah, I should have said. I think she just in the moment.
The six Fs.
Is this, like, yes. her new, like, she's trying to set herself up for a new side business? Like, the Pinot Grigio's gone stale. Like, what's the next? Is she trying to launch, like, RamonaSinger.com, lifestyle aficionado? Like, I'll tell you how to keep your finances straight while looking fashionable. Like, I mean,
that's
know.
Good, by the way. Like, four Fs by Ramona. Like, I feel like there could be something there.
Ramona's four. Don't forget Ramona's four Fs.
We have the zero Fs of Bethany and the four Fs of Ramona. Yeah. So.
I can see her being like, and one more F. Don't forget the fun. Don't forget the
fitness, finance, fashion, food. Fitness, finance, finance, food. Whatever. All right. I can't even take it. I can't. You know that Snapchat filter, do you guys know? The one with the, when they make your face big with the purple things? She's like this. Like, I totally could see this. Like, that's yes. just in the moment. Yeah. All right. Dorinda thinks she should throw the party for Luann. Obviously, someone else should other than Ramona or Sonia. But do you guys sense anything kind of sticky going on over here with Ramona wanting to throw a party for Luann when, as we all remember clearly, just a few weeks prior or even a month prior, she had said all that stuff in front of Avery and the hair extension people about Tom and the he talks to other girls and stuff. Is it kind of weird? Or maybe she's just trying to be apologetic and she's trying to take it to another level of apology, like, let me throw you a party because I'm so sorry.
I think it's the apologetic, like Carol, like, this is her way of being apologetic about being such a jerk at first. She's like, well, okay, never mind, they did get engaged, they do have plans to marry, so all of my warnings have gone unheeded and we'll just celebrate her. And Tom. And Tom mm-hmm. should be there, too. Mm-hmm.
yeah. So, all right.
Well, I think she's overcompensating. Like, if someone gets engaged to your, you know, friend with benefits or whoever, be somewhere between Sonia and Ramona. Yes. Overcompensating. Sonia's bitter. Like, somewhere in between.
Somewhere over that rainbow of in between Ramona and Sonia.
Or just don't be involved at all.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Like, you can come to the dinner, but just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, remove yourself.
Be nice and, yeah.
I really need to know. I wish one of us was a mom so we could just go to this next one and someone could give us. So anybody who's a mom, I'd love to know what you think of this next scene. Jules's house. Jagger says a-hole out loud in front of the cameras because Rio is talking about peeing and they're trying to train her to pee. And this is prior to the $2,000 for the two-day nanny / pee trainer. I don't know. It's kind of like something you bring a dog for a dog. Like, let me train my dog to, like, pee on a pee-pee pad. Like, let me train my baby. I don't know. Maybe that's the new thing. I have no idea. We all figured it out. Do we all have the $2,000 trainer?
Yeah, yeah. No. Okay. My oldest sister trained me with M&Ms.
Oh. No. Okay. Yeah. We need to.
It was like whenever I would successfully go to the pee-pee in the potty, it was like, oh, here's a little handful of M&Ms.
Okay.
So
I was totally picturing, like, a trail of M&Ms leading to the toilet.
I was wondering that,
like,
too.
And like she gets dog. To the toilet and she pees.
Like a dog.
I mean,
M&Ms. I was like, what?
That's what I do for Rutherford.
A trail of M&Ms.
They can't have chocolate.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what?
When he takes a poop, he gets a treat. If he pees, he doesn't. Because pee should pee. But now he's using the potty pad. So I say, good boy, good, get busy.
That's cute.
So the potty pad keeps moving closer to the door. So eventually, when he goes to the door, it's like, we're outside.
You're the best doggy mom in the world.
Oh, my God, seriously.
15
weeks
old.
Did you learn that from somebody, like, that knows this stuff?
I just started, like, I read articles, and I started doing it and just, like, trying to figure out how we can get him to literally, and he doesn't poop in the house anymore.
Oh.
So he's only peeing on the potty pad. He, like, stands by the door. He does a circle, then goes by the door. But, I mean, these are all things that you learn or you read about or whatever. I mean, I don't know how old kids are nowadays when they're potty trained. I mean, none of us yet.
It's pretty young. Like, my boyfriend's sister, her husband, and their 4-year-old stayed with us last I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And she's potty trained, but for overnights, they put on, like, the pull-ups. Sure. So in case she has an accident, which very often happens, it's like, it's okay.
But they guarantee there's no... Didn't this girl guarantee there'll be never, and like, never an accident have an again?
And Rio's not even 3 years old.
Yeah, this is pretty young. Guarantees that.
I want the guarantee, like, I get my $2,000, you know, I can give you... I can take right. it back. Like, and, I want my money back. If this
and
is...
I've also heard that boys are far harder to potty train than
me
girls
too,
are.
That it's later.
So, yeah. So I can understand Jules being like, oh my gosh, it was a nightmare trying to like do this with this little boy that, I mean, penis.
I've heard of naked weekend for like so many people I know have kids and it's like you keep them naked the whole weekend and whenever there's no backup to like they have to run to the bathroom because there's nowhere they can't pee their pants, they can't pee in a diaper, like they run. That's just one of the methods I've
heard. My nephew's 4 and a half and was not potty trained. They were like really getting nervous. He's super smart, but he just didn't want to go.
Right.
And they were like, there's no more diapers at the store. Like they convinced him that that's it. Like there's no more diapers in America. We can't buy them, so mm-hmm. you just have to go. And it worked.
Wow. I like how the trainer lady said it's not an option. You don't ask them. You tell them. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think that's weird. I don't know. Like you're basically gonna not tell your kid that they can learn on their own when their bladder is telling them it's full. Like, I have to tell... So then that means you'll never... Like, I just feel like that's weird. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, then it works the other way. They're like, my bladder's full,
now, like, they're
going
to be in school, and then someone's going to be like, I didn't go to the bathroom because no one told me to. Like, what?
That is the same way with the dog, though, because I don't wait till Rutherford needs to go out. I take him out, and I'm like, you do your business.
Yeah.
Get busy.
Exactly.
And then he's like, oh. I get busy, and then I take him upstairs, and if he hasn't gone poop, guess what? You're going back in that crate. You're going to sit in that crate for a couple hours. You may have to poop, but now you got to hold it, because now you got no option. So the second I take him out, then poop or pee, because he knows he has to.
Okay.
There is no option.
I wish we saw more of the $2,000 thing, because she was trying to make, like, jokes. Jules was making a lot of jokes, so we really weren't able to see the lady in action.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was one part we saw. And then... that was really a weird scene to keep in. It was funny though, but not much. We didn't see Michael there. That was weird, but he was probably at work. Dorinda was on. Did you guys think it was weird that they showed Dorinda on speakerphone in the middle of a restaurant, and there was like one guy sitting behind her at the table by himself?
I don't know why they didn't include it in this. So she had. That's when she had just had the meeting with Ramona about the engagement party, and rather than like hook it on to the end of that, like her calling Luann and being like, "Yeah, I just had. I'll throw the party." They showed it as a flashback.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their editing choices this year are making me confused.
Very confused. Mm-hmm. And even, like, the music. I don't know if you guys... So I watched the first season, or, like, a few episodes of the first season of Shaws of Sunset, and they had this music that they played all the time, and they, like... I think it must be the same production company that did that show, because that there was music playing in the bus when they showed the flashback to the bus and them dancing. It's the same music. Mm. It was interesting, because they never use... that music before, but it was like, this was like 5 years ago that they used the music. Mm-hmm. I just thought a lot of things they did today and the cutting and the editing and even the music choices were interesting because this is like an older crowd and it got me thinking.
Yeah.
But Dorinda was on speakerphone. I thought that was kind of weird. Luann and Dorinda, they talk and discuss that Ramona shouldn't throw the party. That's what they were talking about on the speakerphone. Mm-hmm. On speakerphone. And Luann, we don't hear much from Luann, but we know she agrees. And then we have dinner at Black Barn, which I guess Sony doesn't specifically like that place because she got bullied there and by the girls that just kind of ganged up on. And Sonia, Dorinda, Ramona, and Jules are all on time. Bethany doesn't come because she's away with Bryn. And Luann and Carol comes next, and then Luann comes last. When Carol comes, she says Luann's better with a man than without a man. And she also says at the dinner table that she's a very competitive woman, and she said a few other things, too. Did you guys think that was weird at all, that she's trying to, like, turn a new leaf, but she still has a lot to say about Luann? And then, after all that, she gives the gift to Luann, the feng shui heart crystal?
I don't know. I think she is appropriately trying to smooth things over for the good of the group. Like, she doesn't really want to be left alone with Luann, but, like, if they're going to have to be in these group settings to film, she wants everything smoothed over, which I think is really big of her. And she doesn't want to be super fake. She wants to be like, I'm genuinely happy that you have found love. But I feel like it's still okay for her to be saying the things she's saying. I don't know why. I just do. I know it's both sides of the fence, but...
That's all right. I mean, I think they both are wrong.
I think because Luann hurt her feelings so bad and said such terrible things about her... I mean, she's right. Like, it's good that Luann's off the market because all she's doing is being, like, crazy man-hungry and stealing other women's men. I mean...
I think her analysis of her was correct.
Yeah.
She is better when she's got a guy. She's probably calmer and, like, just nicer and...
Do you think she's competitive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when she has a guy, she feels like she's got, like, at least one thing going for her that's up on, like, the single girl. That's, I think, how she thinks. And I think her analysis of her is right. But I give her credit for being classy enough to bring a gift to someone that she really wanted nothing to do with before this. So.
And it was a very nice gift. Yeah. It had a nice meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. It was just interesting that that's when she said it. I mean, that one of it was the confessional, but still, like, that she said that at all. But I guess she is on a TV show, so it makes sense. She has to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And then, not had anymore.
So then... Luann shows up, and then Dorinda says that they all need to take a trip somewhere, and then the necklaces come out, and we know where they're going, and they're going to Hawaii, and it's Honolulu. Throughout this, I know I mentioned it earlier, but Jules doesn't seem very happy. She's kind of down. It's kind of sad.
And quiet, and yeah.
She was very
Bethany wasn't there, so I was surprised that she was kind of shy and quiet. You guys...
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was, like, marriage stuff going on with her that day, and she didn't really have too much to add to the convo, so...
She probably must have so much anxiety if, like, every scene is a dinner, a meal, and so she...
Good point.
Yeah. And both Ramona and Sonia are saying, well, I'm going to eat a whole dozen oysters. Mm-hmm. And they're asking Ramona, well, where are you going? She's like, I don't know, but I go out every single night of the week, and I don't know who I'm going to meet, so I'm just prepared for this.
It's hilarious, actually, when she said that.
It's a lot of oysters to eat.
It's a lot of oysters.
Imagine, I can have like 4 or 5. Yeah, I'm done.
It's a lot. What else did you guys take from that scene? Anything?
I thought it was, it stuck out to me when Luann's like strutting out of the cab and like flying into the restaurant, like so freaking proud of herself.
Oh,
like,
the ring, obviously, yeah.
But also that she immediately was like, where's Bethany? Like, she was so disappointed that Queen Bethany wasn't filming with her that night. You know, it was like a big letdown.
Ring to Bethany,
right. Probably, it was like this big letdown that Bethany wasn't there.
Oh, what about Sonia's reaction to the ring? What was that?
I mean, Sonia's comments.
The canary diamond, and then it's
she was
like,
better than that.
Oh, I knew I had a third page of notes. I'm like, wait, that couldn't have been my thoughts. That was it. I was like, well, I guess that was it. Yeah, what the heck? Like, she shows the ring. It's stunningly beautiful.
Huge.
And we just see Sonia, her reactions there, and also some confessionals. In both instances, she's like, well, my ring was a 4-carat, flawless diamond, and it was, you know.
What difference? Turkey. Who cares?
Why? Yeah. What's the competition there? Like, you honestly should be happy for your friend. But that is jealousy. Then you're upset because now you can't sleep with Tom anymore, or whatever it is, and you're not happy for.
Exactly. And someone should point out, who cares about your 4-carat ring? Because you're divorced.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if we see in a future episode her saying, you know what, I really thought after all these years of me and Tom fooling around that he would eventually, like, date me. And I saw him as somebody that I could, like, marry. And that's why I've been acting like this.
She feels totally probably used. Like, this woman slept in my house. I gave her a roof over her head, and now she's marrying my friend with benefits with this big ring that was bigger than mine.
Yeah.
She can't hide her.
Do you think it was bigger?
Bitterness.
Do you think Luann's bigger?
I think she said Luann's was 8-carat, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't someone say it was 8-carat? Oh, no,
but,
maybe not.
But I thought
from the bus ride.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe. Oh, okay, because she kept saying 4-carat, she said the clarity was better on her, so I don't know if that means more than the carat's sizes.
No, the clarity is clarity, color, cut, and carat. Clarity, color, cut, carat. Yeah. So the clarity is how flawless, right? And the color is how, like, flawless the diamond is. So I don't know if there's a difference between a canary diamond that's going to be yellow, so it is going to be different than a sparkly white rock. It is going to be slightly different. I don't know how big color-wise that would be, but it's an 8-carat diamond ring. It's still bigger than it's double a 4-carat ring. And I'm one of those people, I like a small ring. I don't need anything super crazy and ostentatious. But I'm really bothered by this side of Sonia.
Me too? I thought she was
very
better
scary
than this.
Did she have a drink? Was she drinking? It was just a weird side to her to come out. Like, just so exposed like that. I mean, she kept saying she's not, she's like, I'm not a jealous person. She said that like two or three times.
You say it too much.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. And on the flip side, you see Ramona being really trying so hard. Like, so hard. And, you know, you just see, like, this weird situation where Ramona's trying so hard and Sonia is, like, not trying at all. I'm just like, wait, where's this balance that Fern keeps talking about? Because there's none right now.
Mm-hmm.
Got to find somebody in the middle just to kind of fix the situation.
Well, let's also talk about that horrible photo of Tom down on
one knee. Why did you think it was that bad? I kind of liked it.
It just looks so staged.
Oh, you think so?
She's like...
Yeah.
That's literally how she is in the photo.
It looked to me like they were like recreating it
green
just to have a photo.
Green screened almost.
Because she said they got engaged in front of the fireplace.
He couldn't wait.
Right?
He couldn't even wait to do it. He had to do it in front of the fireplace because he just couldn't wait to ask her.
Maybe this was just a picture
the day.
I mean, I guess you're going to be flaunting the ring for a very long time in every picture for a while. You know, like those girls like you see that like, you went to high school with and then like you see the Facebook pictures and they always are holding their guy with their ring hand like this. It's like, you know, no one does this. No one takes a picture like this. Like, are Maya a robot? No. Like, that's... So I feel like it was either that choice or the, like, choice. Like, it's got to kind of be staged, right? Because you want to show off the ring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get what you're saying. I think it was definitely staged, and I think she wasn't trying to hide it.
I just think this whole thing is such a farce and fart.
Uh-huh.
It's dumb. The whole thing. The fact that they're going to get married at New Year's and I don't know. I think the whole thing is just completely fake and ridiculous. I can't.
It's very Kim and Chris.
72 days, you think?
Yeah, I feel like it's so forced and maybe they have chemistry, I don't know, but we'll find out next week. But it just feels forced, yeah.
All of a sudden, she's talking about them getting engaged and they're looking at rings and then the next thing you know, they are engaged and then the wedding set and all this stuff. And Sonya's like, why are you rushing into this? But then she's like, I want them to get married so that they break up and she's got somebody else she's engaged to. I mean, no, it's all ridiculous. I can't. I'm done.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, on that note, let's get in some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Anybody who has a prediction?
They keep setting us up for something really good. Each week, the Jules on the phone with Michael asking if there's money in the account, and them going to Mohegan's son, and then nothing happening, nothing happening with Jules and Michael. So now I'm sitting here going, well, I don't think there's going
to
be any drama next week. Although I wish that I could say something with Sonia didn't know about Luann and Tom, but Luann knew about Sonia and Tom. So Luann, once again, breaking girl code, doing something shiesty. This is all hopefully going to come out so we have a little bit of drama on this yacht where no one can escape each other.
See, I believe there's going to be drama the way you just said that.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to predict that this is what Bethany mentioned on her radio show about there's some kind of photo evidence that makes the Miami trip blow up. So I think they're in Miami on a yacht. It appears earlier in the season, like, Tom was always down in Florida and she was down in Florida with him. So I think maybe this is like they're going to like hang out with Luann and Tom in Tom's locale in Miami. And they're going to be on this yacht. And this is when I believe you're right. Like, Sony's going to figure out that Luann knew. And shit's going to hit the fan.
Yes. Yes, yes,
but
yes,
I'm wondering
yes,
what yes. the photo is of.
Maybe it was Luann and Tom, like, canoodling at a party before.
Okay.
Before she claims they met.
According to Bethany, it was a man that brought this photo forward. And the production company was like trying to force him to sign a disclosure, like I don't know
man.
What he needed to sign and why, but it's a man, so maybe it's Tom's guy friend.
Ah.
We'll see. So I think they're in Miami.
John. What if it's John?
John seems like the type that would do that.
Since Dorinda and John set them up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of miss John.
Yeah, where's he been? Where's John? Johnny boy.
Where's that boo
Did you have anything you want to say really quick? I forgot.
Oh, news and gossip.
Sorry.
News and gossip?
Sorry, we just skipped, but, you know.
All right.
We have some news. Let me bring up all my photos. Oh, I brought up the damn Instagram because they changed their stupid logo and I get them confused now. So Bethany is finally divorced. Yay!
I mean, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Finally.
That's right. Yeah. So both she and Jason released statements exclusively to People on Monday saying, like, there's... so ecstatic they're moving on with their lives, blah, 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 whatever. But Page Six is reporting that Bethany went to, on Friday, before it was announced that her divorce was finalized, that she went to the Four Seasons Hotel where she got married.
The restaurant.
It's not part of the hotel. Where she got married and ripped up her divorce papers and threw them in the pool. And that Carol was with her. And she was overheard saying, quote, "I can't believe I got married here and then I spent the last 12 seasons of hell trying to get out of it." People, like, got all crazy and, like, threw champagne glasses in the pool and jumped in the pool and someone cut their foot and had to go get stitches. Like, a famous poker player had to go. But also, speaking of divorce, Jules has been officially served divorce papers by her husband, Michael. Mm. It's listed as a contested divorce, which means that there are certain terms that two parties cannot agree to.
I think that's the cheating scandal, because he says he didn't cheat, she says he did cheat. Mm. So I think he's not agreeing to that.
That's sad.
Very sad. It's sad because he, unfortunately, when you have the money... you get the best lawyers. So I hope that she has some stuff saved to be able to get herself a great lawyer. Mm-hmm. But as the mother, I think you're going to be getting a lot anyway, at least.
Hopefully.
He didn't really seem to take an interest in taking care of the children anyway. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love them and want to be around them and spend time with them. But to me, it seemed like they were almost more of a burden to him and what she was projecting. She made it seem like they were more of a burden to him and he just was disinterested.
If he's worth as much as we all think he is, then the child support payments are going to be a lot and she's going to...
Mm-hmm. Well, if they can pay $2,000 for a potty trainer.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with them financially or what games they're kind of playing with each other, but she got hit with a lien for allegedly refusing to pay $25,000 in bills related to their condo. News has learned is not the family home, but Jules' apartment she lived in prior to her marriage. Okay, so Jules's...
she kept it.
Interesting.
So she kept it.
You know what
apartment.
I was wondering tonight? Why did we see all those boxes and junk by the front door?
Maybe stuff she's throwing out?
Maybe. I was like,
but wasn't there, and that was kind of weird.
I was like, oh God, are we catching him, like, moving out, like, evidence, like, right on camera? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I mean, it looked like she was really down at the dinner at the Black Barn, but then she was at Mohegan Sun. If that is close in time, you know, she's asking for money. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to call your ex. Interesting. I don't know. Anyway, well, it's been another interesting episode.
Thrilling.
But, you know, yes, but we love the Housewives, and no matter what, drama or no drama, we're loyal. Anyway, I'm Ashley, and you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. And now I'm on YouNow, which is another live streaming app. And so I'm Ashley Daniels on there. And Megan?
Guys, it's Megan Stecker, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Fern Renee here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Renee or on my website, fernrenee.com.
Amazing. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.